Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Little Milli Vanilli, get your Wednesday morning going. Landfill, we haven't made you aware of this, but we are recording live today from B. Mitch's bungalow.
Kind of sweet.
We all rented a house out here in Scottsdale, Arizona for the Super Bowl, and B. Mitch got his own little pool house. How's life in the pool house, B?
Great, man. Got my own little microwave over here.
You really made it, man.
Microwave, got me a coffee machine, toaster oven right there. You know, it's cool, man.
I mean, listen, your little pool house bungalow is super dope. I kind of wish I got the pool house bungalow, but I wouldn't have led off with the microwave.
Hey, man, you got to have something. It has everything in this little thing. You get late at night, you want to eat something, boom.
Late at night, you were asleep at 6:30 in the afternoon.
I was up at 1. 1:30.
Pete Haley joins us now. We're going to make Pete sit with us for a while today. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. It's nice to be in the bungalow. And, yeah, first thing I walked in, I said, is that a that's a microwave.
Does B. Mitch have his own microwave?
Unbelievable. Living so high out here in the
sweet,
bungalow.
Sweet, man. Sweet.
Landfill, are you blown away that B. Mitch has his own microwave?
I'm not altogether shocked by that, no.
Super Bowl week, Pete, and I want to get into these teams and what you like and who's better prepared and all that. But I want to start with this, and I asked Brian this question yesterday, and perhaps the answer is, I recognize that perhaps the answer is, yeah, they're not playing in it, dummy. But you see the Vikings and the Niners are teams that the Commanders lost to this year. Mm-hmm. That those are... If you had to pick kind of the elite teams in the NFC, I mean, certainly the Eagles are the one, but I think those were the second and third seeds in the NFC playoffs. Mm-hmm. Both of them made important hires this week. They needed defensive coordinators. They hired a coordinator. The Commanders seemingly are in
no rush.
Let's be kind. We'll say neutral. They're in neutral.
Yeah.
Are you okay with it?
Yeah, I am, and I think they would just explain it away as we're waiting for Bieniemy. Bieniemy is a part of one of the two teams that are still remaining, so those other clubs could make their hires because they were hiring from one of the 30 teams that are not a part of the Super Bowl. And in terms of the belabored process overall, it's something that Ron likes to do. I mean, when he made quarterback changes, he would probably know about the change on a Monday, but he would wait to tell us on Wednesday afternoon so he could talk to everybody, inform the players, the guy at the parking gate at Ashburn, like he wants to tell everybody. So it doesn't surprise me that he's really taking his sweet time. And I think once he gets to see Bieniemy and Bieniemy gets to see him, they get to chat. If that chat happens and then they kind of feel each other out, Bieniemy makes his ultimate destination known, then the Commanders can have their hiring at last. But
the thing I
it's a little unnerving, I guess.
You would have to have some level of belief that Bieniemy is going to decide to come here. To wait that long.
What is your – let's start with you.
As I look at it, we talked about this yesterday with things so up in the air with this franchise. I think people would probably think this is the last place he'll go. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the way they may be able to do something is blow him out the water with the price. Like you kept saying, give him just, hey, you're going to take care of the office all on your own. And if he can do that, then maybe he would come in because I think – when you're looking at the possibility of a new owner and things coming in, you automatically assume that everybody could be blown out in a year or so. So I don't see where that level of confidence comes from them. Because it seems like they're like, we're going to wait for him. We'll get him.
Yeah. Confidence is one phrase, but sometimes Rivera gets this way where he's arrogant or even maybe a little delusional about the appeals of Washington. I mean, last year when he was talking about
the sixth-ranked offensive line.
Recruiting
and
quarterbacks.
You know you're losing Sheriff.
Yeah. It's like there. He gets these talking points at times, and he sticks to them even when they become well past their expiration date. And maybe he is thinking to himself, I have these three receivers. I have these two running backs. Who wouldn't want to coach here? And he's ignoring the noise above him. He's ignoring his own noise and is maybe he's going to get told by Bienemy, I'm doing this because you're friends with Andy Reid. I'm going to Baltimore right away. There's a guy named Lamar Jackson. That franchise is stable. Their owner is sticking around. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you kind of floating my name out there for 2 weeks, but go talk to Pat Shurmur again. I think your phone's ringing, and I think that is probably what's going to happen. I really am not confident in Bienemy choosing this spot either.
You've been saying all along you think it's going to be Zampezi.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I'm still think he's on the podium, but the Anthony Lynn, Ron driving out there to see him face to face, those two kind of catching up on their own, that started to tickle my fancy, I guess. And I think that would be a good one. He's working with one of the more esteemed coaches in the league. He, too, is a head coach. That gives you Ron, Jack, and Anthony. Three head coaches on one staff. Kind of cool, I guess. Guys who are well-rounded in their travels and their experiences. I think it's him, if I had to bet now. But yeah, Zampezi has always stuck out to me because you can sell it as he knows how, and he's not going to say no. All these other guys could say no. I mean, I don't know if Pat Shurmur is going to turn down a job at this point, but they could all say, we're not coming here. Zampezi's here already. He just moves one office down the hall practically, and it would be a promotion for him, definitely.
I think they'd hire Shurmur. I don't think they'd give it to Zampezi. You think they'd give it to Zampezi?
Depending.
If it was just those two, you think they'd do Shurmur just so they
I think Shurmur
say,
has the experience.
They care about optics. They do.
Yeah.
Ron cares.
You can, although Shurmur may not be the guy many people want, I think you can sell that because he has head coaching experience. He was a coordinator before. Zampezi wasn't. And I think people are looking at this thing like, hey, we got a young quarterback. We need to have somebody that's going to be able to take that young quarterback and try to make him what he's capable of being. And I don't know if Zampezi has that cachet that comes with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know much.
I think he has zero cachet.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
I mean, cachet rankings. Clearly, Bienemy is at the top of the cachet rankings.
Then I think
is Lynn second?
Yeah, but I think it's a pretty steep drop already.
I mean, just if let's say Bienemy's a 100 cachet. Mm-hmm. I'd still think Lynn is like a 75.
75 cachet?
75 cachet?
Yeah, I'd probably put him at 70, but we're in the same ballpark.
Okay.
All right.
Cachet ballpark.
What is Shurmur?
He drops down to 60.
I was going to say 30.
Oh, 60 is so generous, yeah. 30, 25.
What about London and Studsville?
40. And I also think
London, I was going to give him 50s
I think
and
London 60s. Already it just took a job this morning as with like the Titans or something.
Did he? SOC or what? No.
As like a I think they hired a new OC and London's going to go be quarterbacks coach for them or something.
Run game coordinator.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I saw
so London's out.
That.
And that's starting to happen. If a lot is, of people are starting to
let's credit it to Benny. That's one thing I can't help but notice. Like the Titans, they had a rough year. They had quarterback injuries and stuff. But also you lose A.J. Brown as hard. But the Titans are a very good organization, we can say, right? Mm-hmm. Vrabel runs that thing well.
Tennessee named Charles London as pass game coordinator / quarterbacks coach.
There you go. Congratulations, Charles. Yeah. So we could take London off the list.
He's off the list now.
However much cachet he has, that cachet ain't coming to Washington.
He's bringing it to Nashville. Yeah.
What is Studsville's cachet level?
I like him. I really like him.
And Beamish liking him adds to his cachet because Beamish has a lot of cachet. He's got a freaking microwave in his bumble.
I think Eric, you know, he has great experience, and man, and he walks to his own beat of his own drum. I like that. You know what I'm saying? He's not a pushover when it comes down to people messing with him. So I think he'll be a good hire.
I think Thomas Brown is in the 60 to 65 cachet range, being the Rams, being young, having McVay's approval and backing. That,
I kind of think
he's
going to take the Cowboys job.
Cowboys.
OC. I know he interviewed for it.
I think they might have hired somebody too.
Did they hire somebody?
Check that. Yeah.
Yeah. Get on it, Pete.
Get on it, Pete. Pete's been walking around out here.
Did you put the heat on in the bungalow?
Yeah, I got to tell
you. Brian Schottenheimer did the Cowboys.
Brian Schottenheimer.
Yes. So that job's gone.
That is.
That's not a lot of cachet.
That is not a lot of cachet.
No.
That is a lot of nepotism.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Remember when Mike McCarthy did that video, how he created his own coaching staff to watch film every week when he was fired that year?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you talk about a lack of cachet. You're the coach that, yeah, I'm just going to go let Jerry boss me around for a while.
Yeah.
I'm gonna collect these fat checks, and I'm going to drive this big truck, and I'm going to live in Texas.
If you're going to get bossed around, you better be the owner.
He also has the inverse J.P. Finley ears, where his ears are, like, glued to the side of his head. You guys bookend each other on the ears.
My ears aren't big; they just stick out.
Right, and no, his are folded in like when you park your car. Weird. And you tuck your rearview mirrors in.
Weird.
What is Kenny Zampezi's cachet ranking, Brian?
I don't think
on a scale of 1 to 100.
It's low.
10.
Is it double digits?
No.
Is
If you put 9.5,
is Kenny Zampezi's cachet ranking about the same as my golf ability?
I think you got him.
You think I'm a better golfer than he has cachet?
There you go.
Wow. I
stamp it, and it's having watched you play golf a lot, doesn't speak highly of Zampezi's cachet.
That's tough for Zampezi. I don't know. I don't know what to say. That's why I think they would hire Shermer, because they're aware that, yo, we cannot do this with Zampezi.
Yeah.
And, maybe Zampezi would prove to be a good coordinator. We don't know, right? But the results when he was calling plays were very bad.
Yeah.
And that is important. It's remarkable that we are at this place. Does it bug you now that they haven't made any moves, or do you think they're just waiting on Bieniemy?
I think they're waiting on Bieniemy, but I'm at the point where they have to know something if they're gonna wait like this, because if you wait this long and then he just slams
the door on you,
that will look worse.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm sure Rappaport will put out some tweet. You know, Bieniemy really liked what the Commanders were building. He really considered them, but ultimately chose Baltimore. It was a 51-49 decision to try and save the optics. But, yeah, this could be your waiting around 2 weeks to be told, nah, see ya, thanks.
Remember when the Wizards purged their entire roster and cleared all the cap space to get Kevin Durant?
And he said, nah.
He wouldn't even take a meeting.
Yeah. EB to D.C.
Yeah.
Might fail just like KD to D.C. did.
I think he will at least take the interview.
Yeah.
If he doesn't take the interview, then you're right. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
But if he interviews and decides to go elsewhere.
You tried.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Brian,
the try.
We wanted Matt Stafford. We got Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
And we wanted Russ Wilson.
And we got
Carson Wentz.
Carson.
We'll see what happens with Bieniemy.
We wanted the little alien. We ended up with the big alien.
I mean.
He was a little weird, too.
Russ Wilson is an alien, but Carson Wentz is.
Carson weird.
Yeah, he's weird looking for sure.
Yeah.
Nice guy though. I wish the world. I wish the world just saw B Mitch's Carson Wentz.
The Wentz wiggle.
That was tremendous. Don't go anywhere. It's B Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. We all have our systems when we bet, from picking the perfect upset to combing through injury reports the night before the game.
System pick.
Yep, always. But there's one thing every bettor should include in their system: the responsible gaming tools available on FanDuel Sportsbook. These tools help you play and keep your play in check and under control. Tools like time limits, so you don't unknowingly spend more time on the app than you intended. Wager limits to help you prevent from betting more than you should. And you can take a timeout, which pauses your account for as long as you may need. FanDuel wants every bettor's experience to be about fun and entertainment. So visit FanDuel.com/playwell and make responsible gaming tools a part of your system. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. If you have a gambling problem, make sure you call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.